With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Supreme Court has sided with the Biden administration in a dispute with Republican-led states over how far the federal government can go to control social media posts. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The justices threw out lower court rulings that favored Louisiana, Missouri, and other parties in their claims that officials in the Democratic administration leaned on the social media platforms to unconstitutionally squelch conservative points of view involving everything from COVID-19 to election integrity. The court did not rule on the merits of the arguments, but said the states and other parties lacked the standing to bring the case. Bob Agnew reporting.
In another decision apparently posted by accident and then taken down, the Supreme Court appears poised to allow emergency abortions in Idaho when a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk as a legal case plays out. That's according to a Bloomberg News report. Bloomberg says a copy of the opinion was briefly posted Wednesday on the court's website. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has gone on trial in the Russian city of Yekaterinburg on espionage charges that he, his employer, and the U.S. government vehemently deny. Correspondent Emma Burrows reports Russian courts convict more than 99% of the defendants who come before them.
Gershkovich has already spent more than a year in Moscow's notorious Lefortovo jail. Putin's hinted he could be swapped for a Russian assassin being held in Germany. But officials have said that can only take place once he's been convicted, which is almost certain, as only 1% of defendants in Russia walk free.
Russian authorities allege he was gathering secret information on orders from the CIA, but authorities have not publicly disclosed any evidence to support those accusations. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 15 points. This is SRN News. Tennessee's new abortion law is being challenged in court.
Starting July 1st, Tennessee's new statute will ban adults from helping minors get an abortion without parental permission. However, a state Democratic lawmaker and a reproductive rights activist filed a lawsuit in federal court this week to stop the law from taking effect. The state's GOP-controlled state house approved the measure earlier this year. Tennessee bans abortions at all stages of pregnancy. But there are some exemptions, such as to remove a miscarriage or to save the life of the mother. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Every team in Major League Baseball features a Pride Night in June except the Texas Rangers. LGBTQ activists have urged the team to celebrate their culture and rights, but the Rangers have resisted the pressure to hold a Pride Night. In a statement, the team says it's taken steps to create a welcoming, inclusive, and supportive environment for fans and employees. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed near the all-time highs they set last week. The S&P 500 index edged up 0.2%. The NASDAQ rose 0.5%. And the Dow edged up less than 0.1%. The majority of stocks in the S&P 500 fell. FedEx helped offset the losses with a gain of 15.5%. The package carrier reported results from its latest quarter that easily beat forecast. The Dow was up 15 points today to close at 39,127. The NASDAQ gained 87 to 17,805. The S&P 500 added 8 points to 5,477. New York oil rose 7 cents to $80.90 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.